Liquor Talk, brand new episode. Here we go. Get them drinks poured up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your man, Victor. It is another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. I want to thank everybody that subscribed on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever you get your podcasts at. All right, you heard her earlier this season. Now I got to bring her back because she's also the life coach. I'm talking to Nicole Queen. She's one half of the Living Under the Crown podcast, but she does way much more than the podcast, and we had to bring her back home to talk to her about it. How you doing today, Nicole?
Yes, thank you so much, Victor. I am doing amazing. Thank you for having me back.
Yes, thank you for having me on your podcast, by the way, because not a lot of people do that, you know, nowadays in the podcast industry. It's like they'll show up for yours, but they won't even schedule you to come on theirs or something like that. So
exactly. They go ghost after you do theirs.
Yeah, or I have you on mine and then you don't even invite me onto yours. And
right.
I remember one person, they begged me to come. They hit me up saying, hey, I want to come on. But then they never had me on their podcast. And then recently I found out they're going to stop doing their podcast. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I'm just like, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that person knows who they are, you know what I'm saying?
No need to blast them.
no hard feelings, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations to your time in podcast. I hope you still do big things, you know, but.
Yes.
We're going to start with the music first. So talk to me about your music career and what got you into music.
Man, I have been doing music for I've been doing music for almost 30 years. Like, I've been doing music since I was in elementary school. And, you know, I just started doing it because I used to write poetry. I used to write poetry, and all of the kids in grammar school would pay me and my best friend to write them poems and love letters and things like that. So I'm like, and I was always into music. So I one day I just played a beat and started writing. And next thing I know, I had some songs. And it just took off from there.
That's what's up. See, you got actual bars, unlike a lot of these women out here that the industry is pushing. What do you think of that? What do you think of the women that they're pushing today instead of, and why aren't the ones with bars who actually got meaning behind their music is getting love?
You know what? I think the music today, I'm not going to say all of the women rappers, but a lot of these women rappers, they just don't make any sense. It's like they're only doing this, you know, just for the money, because you know, I listen to some of this music and I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's crazy because I think they're just out here doing it for the money. And then a lot of these female rappers, they get out here and then they allow society or their manager or their record label to change their, you know, personality and change who they are. And I think it's ridiculous. I think most of the female rappers out here are, you know, sounding like straight dudes. Like, it's
yeah,
just,
you know, it's some songs is being written by dudes, you know what I'm saying? Some songs are being written by men to and given to these women.
Wow. And that's crazy to me. I don't understand why get into this industry if you're not going to, you know, do your own writing, because it's an art, and I feel like the words should come from your heart or come from your experiences or whatnot. I don't feel like you can make, you know, too many hit records off somebody else writing your rhymes, you know?
You really can't, because, and then I hear stories about all these artists who they wrote songs and then they gave it away and stuff, keeping it for themselves. And I'm like, why do you feel like artists do that? Because that's stupid. Like, you wrote that. And only you can perform how it's supposed to perform it. Why are you allowing this to be taken from you?
Yes. And I think that, you know, a lot of the female rappers out now, it's like they're not looking for, I would say, female role models anymore. Like, because these women are not role models at all. You know, they're out here talking, you know, better than the men.
Yeah, they're not role models, because I saw one interview with one rapper. She was like, I wouldn't want this lifestyle for my daughter, but yet I'm like, you a fucking hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? I know you're
It's
from my home
crazy.
state and all. I got love for you, but you want to say you don't want this lifestyle for your daughter, but yet you out here performing and stuff, and all these women going crazy for you.
Yes,
They following you.
exactly. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So would that be the one thing you would change about the music industry?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that would be one of the main things I would change. It's like, they don't make sense, a lot of them, and I just don't consider it real music. Like, I really don't know half of these artists out here because, I still listen to old school. I still listen to rappers that, that I was listening to growing up. I don't listen to all of this new stuff. So when people start playing music and they're talking about who this and who is that, and I don't know. I have no idea, Victor, literally.
No, I feel you. It's like some new stuff I'm okay with, but then some stuff I'm like, what? Man,
Yes,
if you don't turn this mess off.
it's just pure mess and it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it.
It's like I done hit the age where I'm like, now I see why my mother back in the day was always like, turn that mess off my radio. I'm like, damn, now I'm doing the same thing years later.
It's just pure mess and it's getting worse.
It's getting worse with no end in sight and stuff. So now you've been in the industry for 30 years. Now, what made you have stayed in the industry for so long, stayed making music for almost 30 years? Because I see some artists, they make one hit song, they make one track, and then they just fall off the face of the earth.
It's like it's because it's just music is in my heart, Victor. It's in me. I can't do nothing but, continue to make music. Like now, I'll take a sit down for a while, maybe a year, or I never go longer than 2 years, but I'll take a sit down and then I come right back at it. It's just in my heart. I can't stop doing it.
So who's your biggest musical influence?
My biggest influence right now, I would say Nicki Minaj is, because it seems like she represents, a female rapper like me because she's versatile. Not only does she sing, she rap, she writes, she's a producer, and now she owns her own record label. So right now, she is one of my biggest influences because I'm exactly like her. Like, I've literally never been to a studio ever. I write my own music, I record my own music, and I produce my own music.
Yeah, it's good that you do that everything on your own, because it's like producers and stuff, I see how much they charge for beats, and I see how much artists be charging for features. I'm like, man, it's high as hell out here.
Yeah, and I've been doing it for so long. I've always been that way. Like if I want to do something, it seems like I'll go ahead and look it up to see if I can do it first. And if I can't, then I'll get somebody else in. But as far as music, I've always been able to do it all.
That's real. So how much you charge an artist for a feature? Like if somebody wanted to approach you for a feature, how much would you charge them?
I don't charge at all. I don't charge at all.
Oh wow,
Not at all. You want to make some music? Let's make some music. I mean, because at the end of the day, I don't do it for money or recognition. I do it because I love it. So, if you want me to be on there or you want to jump on something I'm doing, that's totally fine. I don't charge at all.
So what's the best place you've ever performed at?
I performed at a place out here in Chicago. It was a while back. But it was a very nice establishment. It was like low key because, I don't like to do all that, big and extravagant stuff because, out here is, it's just crazy. So I don't want to be involved in all of it. So I did a show at a small lounge on the north side of Chicago. And it was the best. It was the best ever. I got a lot of love and I enjoyed it.
Have you ever thought about performing at places outside of Chicago?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I'm such a busy woman, and rapping is not my main career. So yeah, I probably wouldn't, not unless I was visiting or something.
I feel you. I feel you. Well, so what's some advice you want to give to anybody that's young that wants to get into the music industry?
I say, to just be true to yourself and what kind of music that you want to make, because you can get into this game with the music that you're making now, but they love to change the artist. They love to change the message that artists are trying to give. So my advice is just stay true to yourself at all costs. Money isn't everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. Money isn't everything, but it is a big influence on people. But
Yes, definitely is.
I really do feel like if you do it genuinely and if it's meant to be, the money will come. You won't have to be doing things like signing 360 deals or
Yes.
signing away your masters and your publishing and your distribution. And I've been hearing so many of these stories like these record labels really be fucking these artists over.
Yes, they do. Definitely.
And it's sad to say. It's like I like watched the NWA, watched the Straight Outta Compton, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe they let this one man come in and just fuck everything up.
Yes, and it's still happening. It's still out here happening to this day, even worse.
Yeah, and that one thing I didn't realize with signing deals is like they're basically giving you a loan, they're basically fronting you the money. And I think a lot of artists don't
Exactly.
realize that they're front you the money, but then once you really blow up and start making it, guess what? You're not gonna see any of that.
Exactly, because now they own you. Not only are they giving you a loan, but once you sign these contracts, they have control over your likeness and everything about you. So you have pretty much lost control of your own image, almost your whole life.
Yeah, that's true, but I just really want to know why these artists don't see that, did or they just see the fact that they're broke and they just need the money.
Yes. I think that's all they see. I think they see that the fact that they're broke and this is their out, and I think that they just feel like they'll deal with the consequences later.
Yeah, but then they get woke up and now they on podcasts just dragging the
Yeah,
label and stuff, and I'm like, you need to be dragging yourself for not being smarter, you know?
exactly. It's your own fault.
It's like you can't wake up and get on the podcast and just start dogging the label and start dogging them because they're like, oh, I was a young kid. It's, no, you should have been doing your homework.
Right, it's no excuse now that we have the technology that we have, and plus a lot of rappers have already came out and spoke upon this. So it's like if you don't get out there and do your homework, then that's on you, whatever happens.
Yes, and nowadays it's like you really don't need the record labels and stuff. You just you
No.
maybe need you maybe need to just build up your sales, or you need to go on tour and bring your money in to get on a radio station. But nowadays you might not need them for that because you can do everything yourself.
Exactly, but they don't want to do the work. This generation coming up is like one of the most laziest generations. They don't want to do anything. They want everything to be handed to them. So, I'm sure they know that they can do it themselves. It just requires them to do too much work.
You know what? I would have honestly, I would rather do the work than to have somebody own on me for the rest of my life.
Of course, but not these young ones. They want everything handed to them and they'll deal with it later.
It's like I want to be in control of my account. I want to be old enough to be where I can be in control of my catalog to where if I need the two or 300 million, you know what I'm saying, to sell it off, but a lot of these artists, it's just they want to sell their lives away. I'm like, and then if some of them, if you start speaking out a little too much, like dropping a little too much hints, but I hate those conspiracy theories on you, like they might have your ass killed and
Oh
then cash
yeah,
in on the life insurance policy that they took out on you.
definitely. That's why I say, you have to watch these documents that you're signing. And these young people, they don't do that because they just want the money. Like, I've heard that as well. A lot of these record labels have these insurance policies on you, and And they these artists don't even know that they have these insurance policies. So it's just you just got to be careful out there, because I do believe in, it's something going on, in the behind the scenes in the music industry.
It definitely is, because you know what? I've heard many stories from like the executives behind it. They said they won't even give this music to their own family, but yet
No.
they will let you destroy your own family, you know what I'm saying? They'll let you destroy your own community while they
Yes.
just sit back and make money off of you. And then when you
Exactly.
start to speak out and get too loud, they might try and kill you though. But
Exactly.
then
And
I've
this
also
is for this is the entertainment business in entirely, not just music. This goes for movies or anything entertainment. You better watch out, because some of these contracts, you may be actually signing your whole life over. And you speak out on certain things, you could be eliminated. I mean, we heard Michael Jackson speak out about this. We heard Prince speaking out about it. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think it exists in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, and then in some cases, it's like they might do some sexual shit to you, you know what I'm
Yep.
saying? And it's like, and they'll drug you, and they're like, oh, we can release this if you don't, they basically
Yes.
blackmail you.
Yes. It's crazy. It's a sick world out here, but that's what they do for money.
That is just so sick, you know what I'm saying? And that's just,
Yes.
and I hate the ones that, you know what I'm saying, that they don't realize they cause alcoholism, they cause people to use drugs because they want to get rid of those thoughts, you know.
Yes, they don't care. They just say they'll deal with it. It's always casualties in war. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, a casualty in war, and that's why you'll have the artists that are out here showing off their body or saying crazy things on songs and stuff, you know, instead of the real ones that being pushed, you know. It's sad.
Exactly. Yep.
It's a sad world we live in. But ladies
Yes.
and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. If you don't know now, you know them. I sound a whole lot better when you have that liquor. Now, moving on, because you do two things now. Tell me about the life coaching aspect and what made you get into being a life coach for someone.
Well, I became a life coach, y'all, to be honest, because I was on a journey into myself, because I didn't know who the hell I was. Like, I had been this person my entire life that took care of my mom. I took care of my mom for all my life, ever since I could. I believe I was the age of 12 or 13 when I first started taking care of her. My mom passed away at the age of, I was 31 years old. So that was 10 years ago. So after she passed away, I had no idea, who I was. All I ever was the person that took care of my mom, the person that was there for my mom. You know what I'm saying? And I just didn't know. So I went into a journey on into myself, and I start meditating, and because I really wanted to know, like, what am I here for? I knew that I was always a humanitarian, but I just didn't know. I tried nursing. I did everything I could, it's to help people. And I'm like, what else can I do to help people that's, not so strenuous on me? Because being a CNA and a nurse, that really caused a lot of stress, because, taking care of those people and getting to know those people, and then they die. And, it was just so much on me. And when I took that journey into self and meditated and talked to the universe, when I opened up my eyes, it was like an epitome. It came to me. It was like life coaching. So I got online and I got to doing research, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is exactly pretty much what I already do. Like, people already ask me for advice. People already say that I help them a lot. So I'm like, this is right up my alley. So, I went to school and I got my certificate, and it was one of the best decisions I made.
Yes, I'm happy for you. I'm happy you found your
Thank you.
purpose in life, you know. And I like to say, rest in peace to moms, you know what I'm saying? So it's
Thank
like,
you.
I'm happy that you found that life purpose and hell, I feel like I found mine too with this damn podcast, you know.
Yes.
So you can look at how many episodes I have and you're like, maybe this ain't some kind of damn purpose, you know.
Exactly.
So like I guess, how do people respond to you being a life coach? Do they take your advice with ease, or do they just give you all, they push back on it?
You know what, Victor? I've been doing this for a year, and it gets easier. You know, I would say once you start out, you know, because everybody around you just thought, you know, looked at you as a normal person. You know what I'm saying? It's you. So once you take on that title as life coach, it's like, you know, they get kind of skeptical about it now. You know, it seemed like everybody backed away at first, but, you know, everybody is getting the hang of it. And I think, you know, a lot of people are opening up to it because it's not psychiatry, you know, it's not like talking to a therapist or something. I tell people that I'm pretty much your new bestie. You know, you can talk to me about any and everything, you know, there's no judgments. And, you know, all I do is listen, and I listen to you, and I help you find a solution to, you know, any of your problems that you're having.
That's real. I was just going to ask you that, like, what's the difference between you and, like, say, a therapist? Because I remember back when I was in college, I had a therapist, and I told him I was, because I think that we had, like, a life coach that was visiting for a while. So I was like, I'll think about talking to her. He was just like, man, it's just like talking to me. He made it sound like there's no real difference. So,
you know what? The difference is, you know, therapists are technical, you know, they go by the book and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But life coaching is really, there is really no book to life. You know, I'm just there to listen. I'm just there to, you know, take key things from our conversations and provide you on a different path. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've never been to therapy, so I'm really not quite sure, you know, if they provide you with plans and things like that when you leave. But as a life coach, it's like, once our session ends, it's like I go out there and get on the hunt for the information that may help you in your situation. And then it's like, I'll come back with a plan for you to do. And I'll be checking in on a daily basis to make sure you're doing those things. So, you know, a life coach pretty much helps you be accountable. Like, I'll hold you accountable for, you know, getting yourself a better life. It's not like you're going to come to me, talk to your problems, and then you're gone. No, I'm going to make sure that the next time you see me, that is no longer an issue. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think therapists do all that.
You know what? You're definitely damn sure right about it, because therapists is like, some of them, you might only see them like once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Right.
So you know, I'm not going to have a life coach that's going to be on you about getting to your goals and stuff. So you know what? So that's really the big difference between a life coach and a therapist. And
yeah. Because I'm like that friend that's going to make you get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're paying me for.
Yeah, that's what we all need nowadays. We need that one friend that's going to make us get ourselves together. Now, in your year, have you experienced someone that's like, I hate to play devil's advocate here, but have you ever experienced someone that's like, no matter what I say to them, they're just not listening?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few of those people. And, you know, to this day, I just don't understand. It's like, you know, And they take heed to the information. It's like they're listening to you. It's like they understand. But then they go right back into the same pattern. And it's like repeat, repeat, repeat. And, you know, at that point, I have to let you go. I have to get away, because it's nothing that anybody is going to be able to do, because, you know, you have you stopping you. And there's nothing you can do about that.
See, I can respect that, because you are not unlike the pharmaceutical profession, where, you know what, they don't give a damn whether or not the problem is
right.
It's like, as long as I'm getting my check, we gonna still
Exactly.
do it. But you have enough common sense to be like, okay, let me get the hell away from this person because they're not understanding this. So I can really respect that, you know.
Yes, you have to, because you can't, you as a life coach, you also can't let other people's problems drive you crazy.
Yeah. So I hope you have a cutoff time for that to where it's like 8 to 5, you like, or
Oh,
8 to 8.
yes. I
To where,
definitely have
look,
a
don't
set
call
schedule.
me at this time.
Right now, you can email me. You can email me all night. I don't care, but do not call me at a certain time.
Yes, because if you call me at a certain time, like that's family time, and you know, and then after a while, after a certain time, it's like ain't nothing open.
Yes, and you do have those people that just do not understand boundaries, and some people will just call and text no matter what time it is, but I still don't pick up and I still don't respond until business hours.
Yes, as you should, because you need to have a life for yourself, not just trying to be everybody's life coach, you know.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. So, just out of curiosity, how much do you charge these people?
Well, right now I'm running a special, only because I've only been life coaching a year and I want to grab as many people. Like I said, it's really not about money. So right now I'm only doing, my special on TikTok, and you can subscribe to my TikTok community, which is only $2.99 a month. And I tell people this, you can get me as a life coach for just $2.99. And at the same time, you'll get access to what I call my wellness center, which is an online account. You'll get an account set up and you'll be able to journal online. You'll be able to communicate with me online. I'll be able to, share information and books with you online. So it's like a lot of benefits you get only for just $2.99 a month on TikTok. But I'm gonna be putting my links up on my Facebook page, and the regular price right now is just gonna be $10 a month, and that's just gonna start you out with, one session per week. But you'll have open communication with me every day during the week, and you'll get journal assignments and homework and all kind of stuff. So.
Hey, that is wonderful and stuff. So now I see you transition that into a podcast. Now I gotta ask you about the podcast. What made you say I want to transition this into a podcast?
Well, I felt like because I started out podcasting, years ago as voice on Anchor. I started out doing voice. And after that, I transitioned to video with my best friend. So I wanted to get back into voice. And I figured, why not start, fitting that my life coaching into that? Because, I find little ebooks and things like that that I would like to share. So I'll just talk about it on my podcast. You know what I'm saying? So it's like an extra freebie that I can give away. So, people can pretty much test me out,
Yeah, and that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? So when did you start the pod? Did you just start it as soon as you started the other podcast, or did you recently start that?
Yeah, I just recently started that back up actually last week. So I've only done 5 episodes under Living Life with Coach Nicole Queen. So yeah, I just started about a week ago.
Now, how do you manage life with two podcasts? Because I've been running just this one podcast for a while, and it'd be driving me crazy. But now I'm considering bringing on another podcast sooner or later. So, how do you manage with working multiple podcasts?
Man, Victor, I'm literally going crazy over here, but luckily the podcast with my best friend is only twice a week, which is on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and sometimes we only do once a week. So I just go with the flow. I try to be, consistent as I can. But life is life, so I try not to overwhelm myself with schedules and all that kind of stuff, because every time I create a schedule, Victor, it never works out. So I work on these podcasts and I work on my life as much as I can when I can.
No, I definitely feel that on the schedule because I try to schedule things. Some people, they'll remember, but then some people, they'll forget and then bitch at you about, like, why didn't you remind me? I'm like, listen, I'm giving you the opportunity to shine here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You as a podcaster should want that opportunity to shine.
Yes.
Like, you should already have it written down somewhere. Oh, I need to be on this podcast. So that's just no excuse. I feel like life happens, but which is why you got to do something not a lot of people know how to do, which is communicate.
Yes, that's all it's about. Communication is the key.
Yes, communication is the key to a lot of these problems that we're seeing in the world nowadays.
But, yes.
It sucks to y'all that don't communicate, but cheers to the ones that do. Ladies yes. and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. I sound a whole lot better when you have some liquor in your system. Now, talking yes, about sir. This episode of people being honest, because I know this is one you were working on recently.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you feel like people are scared to be honest in today's society?
I think it's just, you know, society. I think society made us fear too much and fear the wrong things. Like, people are not honest only because it's like they're trying to either spare their feelings, they're trying to spare somebody else's feelings, they're trying to hide some stuff. And it's just crazy to me. I think people lie or not be honest only because they want to spare themselves. I don't care what anybody say. They can say, oh, well, I lied, you know, because I don't want her to feel this way or I don't want him to feel this way. No, it's all about you, you know, because if it wasn't, you'd be honest about pretty much everything.
Yeah, and as you should go ahead and be honest, but people will respect you more if you're honest yes. and don't spare their feelings. And you know what? And you're not helping that person grow. Like, you're not helping exactly. the person grow. And it's like, but me nowadays, I'm to the point where I respect honesty, but if I get to a point where I get quiet on you, there's probably a reason I get quiet on you, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I can understand, like I said today on my podcast, you know, none of us can say that we have never, never lied. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's the habitual liars for me. It's the people that's just lying, lying, lying for no apparent reason. That is the part that I don't understand.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. Like, why lie about something? Why lie about this one? I'm like, because what people don't realize is when you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie.
Yes.
And you going to stress yourself out stacking up the lies. You could have just been honest.
Yes, also, because
people are going to look at you sideways.
Yes, because you at some point you're not going to be able to keep up with all the lies you just put together. And then you're going to get caught. Then you're going to be looking stupid. Now nobody wants to be around you because they're going to think you're lying about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I experienced that as a very young age, and that taught me you better tell the truth about everything, because you tell one lie and two lies, then people, I literally had my family members back as a teenager, like, they were calling my job to see if I had to work, because I told them I didn't have to work. They were calling my job just to verify. I'm like, man, you son of a bitch.
Yes, and life really gets hard, you know, at that point.
Yeah. Now, what do you do when someone just don't respect the honesty? It's like, I've realized in today's generation, you got a lot of soft-minded people that if you criticize them, you're a hater, you're the ops. I'm like, God damn, can't tell y'all nothing.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. But again, it's just society. And I feel like, you know, those type of people and those type of comments, we just got to brush off. At least we were being an honest person about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you definitely got to definitely be an honest person about it. It's crazy out here. But you know what? People don't realize that you'll respect somebody more if they're honest with you about a situation
exactly.
than whether or not they lying to you. Like, to go back exactly. to dating and stuff, I know I talked about this on another podcast, but It's like, I respect the woman that just tells me, hey, I'm not interested, compared to the one that will lie and say they are interested.
Right.
Just the benefits and the resources.
Exactly. And that is the crazy part. And then, you know, those type of women, once they're disrespected, you know, because guess what? The man just found out what you were doing. And, you know, some guys may get disrespectful. And then the woman wants to look, oh, he disrespected me, but look what you did to him. You know, yeah. you led him on. I hate that.
Yeah, and I hate that too. But it's like, but some women, they have mastered playing the victim so easily to where it's like, it's automatically a trigger to where, you know what, let me do this and trigger him. But then when he turns up, I gotta get out of jail free card. I got my excuse of why I left.
Yep. Those are the master manipulators.
Master manipulators. You know what? Manipulate a situation to where you're in the right, you know what I'm saying? I had an ex like that, but it's like, and I'm just like, you know what? I know for a fact I'm not missing nothing with you, because you don't take responsibility, and you know what? You don't realize that I'd have more respect for you if you're honest and you take responsibility for your actions than to sit up here trying to manipulate.
Exactly. Me. Wow.
And I know there's some men out there that do it too, you know what I'm saying? There's some men that will manipulate women as well, but I don't know what to say about people, these manipulators.
Me either, you know, I just say, you know, stay away from them, and you have to pay attention to the red flags. We talked about that, you know, got to pay attention to those red flags and bounce out.
Yes, pay attention to the red flags. And know when to chuck the deuces, y'all. Y'all go ahead and y'all check out that episode on their podcast on the Living Under the Crown podcast, because that was a very, very good episode. Yes. Now, we'll talk about the episode I did with you, which was Considering Others. Why in today's society do you feel like people don't do that a lot? You know what I'm saying? Because people want to talk about others and stuff, how they're about the people. But then when you get to know them, you'll realize that they just one selfish motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It's like everybody nowadays is selfish. I think they're taking that self-care and self-love the wrong damn way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just really crazy how selfish everybody has become. And I just don't understand it. Like, everybody is out for themselves. They don't care about your time. They don't care about anything. And, you know, the question is why. I don't think we'll ever understand it.
Yeah, I'll never understand it either, you know. And it's like, and I will say one thing that people ain't doing is they're not healing from a situation, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, somebody at the job, somebody in your family. Yeah, they're not taking time to address the situation and find a way to fully heal from that. Instead, they're lashing out at others and they're letting the world turn them cold.
Exactly. They're passing that hurt on to other people. And it's just like a repeated cycle. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is voicing this hurt. Nobody is getting over this hurt. They're just passing the hurt around like a hot potato.
I'm like, you know what? And people don't realize, it's like that hurt is eventually going to come back to you in a way. And you know what? It may not come back to you today, but damn sure it's going to come back to you when you least expect it, you know?
Yes.
Because karma, like they say, you always come back.
Karma always comes back, whether it's good or bad. Any type of energy that you put out, it's like it's in a circle. It's going to come right on back around to you.
Yes, it's going to come back to you. And you know what? And for those of you who have another generation behind you, you better be weary, because your kids might be paying for your sins.
Exactly.
Me and my sister, the one I love to death, me and her joke about this all the time. It's like, sometimes me and her talk like, are we really paying for our dad's sins? Because our dad was kind of man that, you know, he'll talk a good game, but then won't back up his talk, you know.
Wow.
No, it's like, but believe it or not, I forgive him, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not I don't hold no ill will towards them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like, I know for me to be mad with them is like crying over spilled milk, but you know.
Yeah. But, you know, like you said, these parents out here nowadays, they better watch out, you know, with their selfish stuff because, you know, their children are picking up on that. And, hell, you know, you got to grow old one day. Who's going to take care of you when you're old? Now, if you done raised some selfish kids, guess what? Your ass is going to be put in one of them homes.
And then it ain't going to be the good paying home either. It's going to be one of them cheap ass homes.
Yes. Yes. I remember one time I asked my daughter, because I have two children. Now, I know my son would take care of me, but this younger child, this one that's turning 20, you know, they're different. And I was like, you know, when I get old, are you going to take care of me or are you going to put me in a home? And she said she was going to put me in a home. And I said, oh, my God. I say, well, thank God I have your brother because he won't put me in no home. You know, my son was like, oh, my God, you would put mama in a home? She would put me in home.
Listen, I already done talked to my mom. She's like, as long as she wants to be in her own place, but she wants to have like a living nurse or something like that. And I said,
yeah,
I could definitely see myself making that happen, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not no bitter person, you know what I'm saying? I can forgive. So it's like we already had that discussion. So what do you think the solution is to dealing with these selfish people? Do we just need to cut them off?
You know, I say cut them off. Like, it's no better example or better love than tough love. You feel me? You know, let them know by cutting them off, let them know you cannot go around doing this to people. And, you know, eventually they're going to get the clue. I say cut them off.
Agreed.
Life is too short.
Yes, life is too short to take on the disrespect and the toxic behavior because that eventually is going to rub off on you.
Exactly.
And you don't want to rub off on the wrong way.
Yep.
And then a lot of times you exhibiting toxic behavior to someone that was meant for you.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. And then a lot of people, they'll be getting up there in age in their 50s and 60s, like, where my man at? Where my woman at? Well, you drove them away about 30 or 20 years ago, so.
And Victor, I'm going to tell you, you know, a story like that actually happened to me. I had a very toxic friend. Like, this friend was toxic and she came in my life right after my mother passed away. And, you know, so I thought she was for me. I thought she was this. I thought she was that. You know, we had been friends for, I would say, 6-7 years. And I just realized she was a toxic person and she had started to change me to the point where I almost lost my entire marriage. Like I pretty much had a, I don't know, what do you call it? A midlife crisis. Like I went through a crisis and, you know, due to her influence and her toxic behavior, I had started to become her and I ended up losing my husband for a minute, you know, until I came back to my senses. I got rid of her. I figured out, you know, what she was doing and how she was influencing my life. You know, I put her out of my life and I was able to, you know, get my husband back and fix my marriage. But I'm saying this to let people know that, you know, the longer you're around somebody with this toxic behavior, the more that you can pick up this type of behavior and not even know it. You know, you don't want to allow someone to come in there and change the way you think and the way you're loving in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because once it's gone, y'all, you might not be so lucky and get it back like I did.
Yes. You know what? At least you acknowledged it and you realize, hey, it's time to cut this person off because they're toxic and they're, you know, they're driving me away, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I got to give props to the people that realize when they got somebody toxic in their corner and they acknowledge it, they're like, they need to get rid of this person and they actually do it because some people, they will keep around a toxic person and don't even realize it.
Yes. And I did that. I did that for quite some time.
And in some cases, we could be the toxic ones in someone's story and we don't even realize it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that
sometimes
too.
We think we're doing good, but really we toxic. I'm like, yep. If I'm toxic to you, by all means, cut me off. I'll live.
Yes, please.
And if I'm toxic, that means I'm going to work on some things, because you know what? I know for a fact, I don't feel like I'm toxic, but you know, if we all got our toxic ways.
Yes, true, Victor.
Yes. So when it comes to giving people grace, why is it so tough to give people grace nowadays? Because there are some people that earn grace, but then others who necessarily didn't earn the grace, but we got to find a way to give it to them anyway.
Yeah, and I hate that when they don't deserve it, but you got to find a way to give it to them, you know, because I think for me, it's just, I'm grown up, and it's just like, I just don't have time to allow people to continue to do things to me. Like, you know, if you do it once and you do it twice, you know, I'm a third strike person. Third strike, you out. I don't want to talk about it. There's nothing to it, because you know better at that time. You know what I like. You know what's hurting me. And if you continue to do it, then, you know, my cutoff game is strong.
Listen, you bet to me, because sometimes I could be a one strike person, because sometimes, yes, I'll cut you off. And if I don't hear from you, or I don't know you chasing me to figure out what's going on while I'm not talking to you, then hey, I'm
good. Right, I'm good. Hey, yep.
Because I'm not about to sit here chasing me. Now, if you bring value to my life, I'm going to chase you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to, yes, chase you and make it work, because you bring some value to my life and I bring value to yours. Mm-hmm. You know? But a lot of people don't realize that you got to earn grace nowadays. Like, there are some people in the podcast industry where they have the grace for me. Like, if something happens, I understand, and 9 times out of 10, we work it out, and they end up giving me a really good episode. But then there's some people that they haven't earned that grace, and some things, and you better pray I don't take it personally, because
right,
personally, ain't no damn grace for you.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm just like that, you know. Sometimes it could be one strike you out, you know. But you know, when it comes to, like you said, people that has value in my life, people that I truly love and care about, then you know, I'm gonna try to fight to keep the relationship going. So you know, I'll try to work things out and see where it goes. But like I said, I'm not gonna be a fool.
Yes, I would hate to be a fool, you know what I'm saying? So yes. Now going back to the episode we did on your podcast, the Life Coach podcast, what do you think about being considerate of others? Because nowadays, it feels like no one's considerate. I know we talked about this earlier, but it feels like no one's considerate nowadays.
Well, you know, they're not considerate, like I said, because, you know, they're all about self. And I just think communication is the key. Like, you know, if you can't do something that you said you were going to do, just open up your mouth and say that. You know, it's just all about communication. It's that simple.
Yes. Yes, it definitely is just the thing. Like, if you can't do something, cool, I can work with you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And also, I think people need to be considered, because as a content creator, you know this, there's some days where you don't feel like doing this shit.
Yeah.
Like, but you know what? I got to do it because I done booked this person, so I got to do it, because I'm not naming guests. Y'all weren't one of them, but there's been so many episodes I look back, I'm like, I really didn't have it that day, and I thugged it out for them, you know, because it is what it is.
Yeah, I you know, I feel that way sometimes as well. But, you know, it's all about keeping your word, you know, because that's all about your character. That says a lot about the type of person that you are, you know. Now, I know you may not feel like it, but guess what? You scheduled it. So you have to do it, and you have to treat it literally like a job, you know, because that's what it is now. You know, it just, do you not go to work because you don't feel like it, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like, why do that to somebody else? Just get up, get it done, and hell, move on with your life.
Yes, and you got to get done, because guess what? That person will appreciate you. There are some people out here that they appreciate coming on your platform. They appreciate that. The fact that you would share your platform with them. There are some people that do appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm the one. I damn sure appreciate it all the time because
me too.
I've had a lot of people tell me different excuses of why they can't make it. I'm like, look, I once had somebody that was supposed to be on the season premiere. I'm like, you need to be geeked about that. I'm featuring you on my podcast to kick off a new season, and you making excuses. But you know what? I forgive them. And what's sad is they were in my home state too. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, just, you know, you gotta forgive them because guess what? It's literally their loss. Like, doing this and going back and forth on each other's podcast is a form of networking and getting yourself out there. So, you know, people should, you know, be considerate of that, that we're out here trying to help each other, you know?
Yeah, and whether it's podcasting, whether whatever field it is, if you got somebody trying to help you, you got to help them in return. Goddamn,
exactly.
Good people, good considerate people are hard to find.
Yep, and then that's what considerate people do. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
That's a fact. That's definitely a fact. Now, hypothetically, if you could eliminate one of your tasks out of life, you know, whether it's the podcast or music career or being a CNA or being a life coach, now which one would it be and why?
Which one would I eliminate and why?
Yeah, because you do a lot, and I'm like, how the hell do you have time for it?
And that's not all I do, Victor, but we'll talk about that in another time. But any of those, I would have to say I would let go of the life coaching. And the reason I say that is because I can always implement that into my music and my podcast. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I had to get rid of one of those titles, I'll just get rid of that, and then I'll just incorporate stuff like that into everything else that I do.
That's the wise choice right there, because you can always find ways to implement that in the podcast and also in your music, you know what I'm saying? Because some cases you might rap like, you know, like the Rent do or something like that. We can talk about it going through something.
Yes.
But yeah, listen. Now, going back to your music career, who is someone you would like, you would love to work with? Like, if they wanted to do a track with you or they wanted to invite you on tour, you would just be like super geeked, you know?
Oh, I would have to say Missy Elliott. I would have to say Missy Elliott. I've always loved her music, you know, ever since growing up. And she's another black female like me who was coming up, you know, at the same time as I did. And she seems like a very cool person. So I would definitely love to sit with Missy and go with Missy and pick her brain and stuff.
That's real. That's real. Missy is an amazing artist. You know what I'm saying? You know, so yes. I'm happy to see she got her health under control. She's healthy and she's flourishing, you know, so. And also, that's an example of the fulfill your vision, because Missy was going through some things that we didn't even know about.
Yes. And she overcame them, and like, she came out as a whole new person.
Yeah, and that's what you gotta do. So if anybody's out there, you know what? That's one thing you can tell your life coach, because you can't really take excuses from people as being a life coach, because, like, look what I've overcame, look what you've overcame, look what Missy Elliott done overcame. It's like, there's a lot to be overcame to where you can keep going, and this shit will if this shit will pay off, you know what I'm saying? Because I tell myself that every day, you know, it's like, you know. Because I have my days where I'm like, man, fuck this shit, man.
Right. We all do. But the key is the thing that we need to think about every day is, guess what? We keep going every time we have those days.
Yes. It's like, if the people knew what the hell I was going through while recording Liquor Talk, man, look here. But you know what? Your journey is not meant for everyone, because there are some people that would have folded. A long time within your journey, you know what I'm saying? There, I think that's probably why people be offing themselves, because it's like they just can't be dealing with that journey. Now, obviously, we don't condone that, you know what I'm saying? Because we want to save a life if we can, because you never know what your value is until you're gone. And that's
not
bad, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen a lot of artists get, once they die, then their value increases. I'm like,
exactly. That's how it goes. And it's crazy because, you know, people get overwhelmed and I believe they want to off themselves. It's only because of what's going on in their exterior, what's going on around them. Society wants them to be something, and they're working so hard trying to be that they lose themselves. They're not even being themselves. That's crazy.
Yes, that is crazy. What is one thing that people can do to keep from losing themselves? What do you think is that one thing? If you're talking to somebody like a life coach, you already know you are the life coach, but what would you tell someone that you can hear it in their tone that they're about to lose themselves? What would you tell them?
I think meditation is the key. I think meditation is the key to a lot of things. Like, I've done a lot of research on it. And all of the evidence, all of the research that I find, you know, points to meditation being the cure for mental disorders, even, you know, diseases in the body. So meditation is a very, very powerful tool because it's all about sitting still so you can take a look inside of yourself. And, you know, I tell people this all the time. Most of the answers are in we. Are within. All you have to do is just listen.
That's real. And lastly, why do people need to tap in with your life coach Nicole podcast?
I would say tap in because, you know, we're talking about, you know, things that are happening right now in our day-to-day life, and I'm giving out as many tips as I possibly can in order to help us overcome, you know, some of these conversations that we're having and some of these issues that we're dealing with out here on a daily basis. So yeah, come on over and listen.
That's real. Now, bonus question for the people not in the Chicago area, why do they need to consider hiring a life coach?
Because I mean, you're hiring, like I say, another friend. You're basically hiring someone that you can talk to that's not going to be there to judge you. I know sometimes we don't talk to our friends or family because of what, you know, where we think they're going to think about us or what they're going to say about us. But with a life coach, you don't have to worry about that. And that is the best benefit, having a pretty much a long distance friend.
Yes, that is real. We all need a long distance friend. And also we need to tap into this podcast. Nicole, I want to thank you for coming back on, because we done recorded two podcasts in the span of like 3 days. I want to thank you, you know what I'm saying? Because not that many podcasters have that drive within them to be like, hey, I'm about to work with this person multiple times within a quick span.
But, you know, we had such a great vibe on all of them. So, you know, why not?
Yes,
I think that was the most important thing. Like, if you go on someone's podcast and you're not vibing and, you know, it's just kind of quiet and, you know, you're not going to have that ambition to come back on. But, you know, we didn't have that. So I'll always be happy to come back and pop in.
Listen, and hell, I'm like, I might be in Florida. Like I tell all of them, I might be in Florida, but I'm just a call away or a DM away. You know what I'm saying? If you need me to pop in because you and Bestie might need a male perspective, or if you want a life coach, you need a male perspective on a certain topic, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Because this has just been fun, you know? And also, when I book a flight to Chicago, I'm definitely going to be like, hey, I'm in Chicago. Let's do something.
Yes, you got to come and hang with the besties. And I'm definitely going to have you back on. We're definitely going to have you back on both podcasts because, you know, like we said, we adopted you as our podcasting brother. So, yeah, everybody will be hearing a lot of us together.
Yes, and I'm glad to claim y'all as my podcasting sisters, you know what I'm saying? And I want to come on down to Florida when it gets cold as hell in Chicago. Y'all just let me know, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, down here, it'll be 80 on Christmas, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all let me know. And with that, ladies
and gentlemen, I think I got a bad connection.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I can see you.
All right, you good now?
Yeah.
All right, but like I was saying, if y'all ever want to work out something, come to Florida when it's cold as hell in Chicago, y'all let me know.
Definitely will do.
And thank you to listening for pouring up with us, whether you on dark liquor or white liquor, or whether you on beer or wine. I want to thank you with us. And also shout out to my people that 420 friendly. Shout out to y'all too. We love y'all as well. Shout out to everybody that's been tapping in with Liquor Talk. Tap in with the life coach, Nicole Queen, as well. Tap in, support, because we are taking over for the 23 and the 24. Ladies and gentlemen, please take over. You have just been listening to the Liquor Talk podcast right here on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the hell you get your podcasts at. Remember to pour up and keep it moving. Good night, motherfuckers.
Good night.